Hi, this is Dan Sheridan. Thank you for joining me today. This is number one of our series of Through the Bible. We are going to start a series where we go through the Bible beginning in Genesis. And before we do that, I want to give a few remarks regarding Scripture and before we get into our studies. First of all, I want to bring up a few items regarding the Word of God. And I want to ask a question of those of you out there listening to the sound of my voice. And the question I have for you is this. Have you read your Bible today? Now, I want you to ponder this question. Many of you out there, I'm sure, listening to the station that you're listening to, you're probably someone who confesses Christ, maybe goes to church, and so on. So the question I have for you is this. Have you read your Bible today? Now, if you answered the question no, I'm going to ask you another question. The question is this. Did you eat today? Now, probably you're going to say yes to that. Sometime today you probably eaten. And so I want to give you a word from our Lord Jesus himself in the Gospel of Matthew. And one of the first recorded words of the Lord Jesus on the pages of Scripture, when you come to the New Testament, the first words that come out of his mouth are this. But he answered and said, this is Matthew 4, verse 4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now I want you to notice that our Lord Jesus' first public words were, first it's, he says, it is written. The Lord Jesus Christ himself, our Savior, the first recorded words out of his mouth were a quotation of the Scriptures. And he quotes from the book of Deuteronomy, by the way. And he says, man shall not live by bread alone. Now, many of you confessed over when I asked you the question if you read the Bible today, those of you who haven't, you've probably eaten a meal. But here our Lord says, man shall not live by bread alone. Well, why do you eat a meal? Now think about why it is you eat a meal. You wake up and you may have breakfast. Some of you may be not so wise and skip breakfast and just eat maybe a late breakfast or early lunch or something like that. But either way, you always find time to eat because you need to eat for strength. You need the food to come into your system and break down and give you all the nutrients you need to be healthy and to be awake and alert and to have your brain working and your blood flowing so you can accomplish the tasks of the day in your body, whatever it is your job may be, whether you're a construction worker or whether you sit at a desk and a computer. You need food to energize you and to give you strength, and that's true. And our Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, pardon me, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now, why do you think our Lord Jesus put the word bread and the word in the same sentence? Why did he make a comparison with natural bread and the word of God itself? Well, the reason is, as believers, you and I must live by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Just like when we intake our physical food, the normal food we eat every day for physical strength, so we need the Word of God to guide us in every area of our life. Now, that brings us to another point, is that the Scriptures are not just something that govern our spirits or govern our inward life. The Word of God itself governs every area of our life. There is nothing in all creation, there's nothing that you and I do that does not come under the authority of the Word of God. There is no area of life which we occupy that does not come under the authority of Scripture. In other words, everything we do in life, we should do in submission and obedience to our God, as we find His will revealed to us in Scripture. You and I do not understand God's will by good feelings that we get at night, or by somebody putting their hands on us and we get the chills and fall over. No, no. We find what God wants us to know through His written Word. And as we saturate ourselves with the written Word of God, and combine with our sanctified common sense, we can walk in a manner that is upright and wise and profitable, and it's a life that's pleasing to God. And when I say profitable, I do not mean to imply that If you're a believer and you obey God's word, but that means you're going to be rich, prosperous, and healthy all the time. No, I do not mean that at all. Prosperity, in God's perspective, you could be a man in prison with an eye problem like the Apostle Paul and still be walking in obedience and in joy. So, it says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And again, let me just stress this fact. The word of God is to govern every area of our life. There is no such thing as secular and sacred in the life of a Christian. There is no distinguishing between secular and sacred. I think the modern view of church has really contributed to this horrendous teaching. We've relegated God to the church walls. We've relegated God to what they call devotional time. Whereas God is part of every area of life, we seem to leave God out of things. I don't know about you, but God is just as much my God, and Jesus Christ is just as much my Savior when I'm reading the Scriptures as when I'm playing baseball with my son. My God and the Scriptures are just as relevant when my wife and I are out having a steak dinner than when we're sitting together praying. God and the Bible are just as much relevant as I'm reading the Gospels as when I'm singing a song with friends, or sitting around a campfire shooting the breeze, or while I'm walking on the shores of Lake Michigan, or when I'm making a sale for the company for which I work. When I go to work every day, and I work a regular job, just like you guys out there, as I get up, I go to work, and God, Jesus Christ, and the Bible are just as relevant to me when I get on the phone and talk to customers as he is when I read my Scriptures and so forth. So the Word of God is to govern every area of life, every area of life. There's not a spot in creation that does not come under the authority of Scripture. And I think this is the first point I'd like to make, is that God's Word is so important that it governs every area of life. Never distinguish between secular and sacred. It all belongs to God. And when you start thinking that way, you realize that there's nothing in life that doesn't have meaning. There's nothing in life that is not meant to serve God and to be for God's glory. And so this is a great way to think, because we realize that this is God's creation. And whether you're plowing the farm or meeting with believers to discuss the Scriptures, both are alike works of God. So it says here, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now I want you to notice the phrase, every word. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Not just some of the words, but every word. The Proverbs says that every word of God is pure. And we believe and teach here that every word of God is pure from Genesis 1:1 all the way through the book of Revelation. And one of the things we're going to encourage you to do in this program is that you make it a habit to read through the Scriptures cover to cover. You start with Genesis and read all the way through to Revelation. Proverbs 30 verse 5 says, every word of God is pure. Every word. And so some people, when they start reading through the Scriptures, they, you know, some people have tried to do a read through the Bible, and they stop at Exodus when they get to the construction of the tabernacle, or they get to Leviticus where they read all the offerings and so forth. Friends, do not give up. Remember that the Bible you hold in your hands is the living words of the living God. It is God communicating to you. And these words are important, whether you understand them or not. And one of the things you should do, friends, is make it a habit to read through the Bible every day. Set aside time, and this requires discipline to study the Scriptures, to read through it. Pardon me. This is a thing that requires discipline. Friends, you eat every day, so why not take in the Word of God every day? If we want to really see a change in this country, in the United States, these United States of America, what we need to do is get people reading the Bible again, and getting Christians to read the Scriptures, and going to the only authority on earth is the Word of God. And friends, we will see a change for sure when people are governed by what God has said. And so we see that every word, Genesis through Revelation. So if you haven't done it, start right now. Make it a point to start reading the scriptures from cover to cover and start tomorrow or start today. And make that time, set aside that time to study God's word. So man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now notice that phrase. It comes out of God's mouth. The scriptures are given by inspiration of God. They're God-breathed. This whole Bible is God's word. Yes, even the parts that record Satan speaks in the Bible, and there are lies recorded in the Bible. But God faithfully recorded every word in scripture, and he made sure even man's sin was recorded accurately because it's God's book. Well, I hope this has been a profit to you, and I hope that each one of you out there start reading through your scriptures. You'll be blessed by it. And friends, let us know how you're doing. Get in contact with us. We want to hear that you're reading through your scriptures and you're getting profit from it. So start reading today. Get on your knees. Ask God to open up your eyes that you may understand what he has written and that you may seek to put it into practice. Read the Bible, friends. Believe the Bible. Obey the Bible and pass the Bible on to others. We'll see you next time.